Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. My name is Jara, ma'am. Please have your last name and email.
My last name is SABIC-LUKIC, and my email is AKNOLI.
You said it's M as in Mama, N as in Nancy.
For my email?
Yes.
N like Nancy.
Okay, so AKN.
OLI.
Mm-hmm.
@Verizon.net.
At Verizon.net. Alrighty, hold for 1 second while I go ahead and search for your email, okay? Yes, ma'am. May you verify your mailing address for me?
1670 Moorings Drive, Reston, Virginia.
Okay, so I see that you have a premium active membership with us. What is it that you need to help with today?
Well, exactly about that. I had enrolled in my blueprint last year for a year, and then I was informed that my blueprint went out of business, and I had several classes that I was taking at that time, and I mean, I didn't even finish that. So I haven't had any contact with my blueprint. I don't know if I follow you guys on Facebook or if I am still getting some emails, but I try to get on, I think, once in the very beginning because I think the email said that. At first it said that my blueprint went out of business, then a month later it said that it changed to Craftsy, and I think I tried to get on Craftsy and I couldn't, and I just gave up. So just 2 days ago I get a notice from my PayPal that a payment was made in my name to Craftsy, which I had never made an agreement with. And then I, did some research, like realized Craftsy is actually the old My Blueprint. And, I tried to get into Craftsy. Of course, my password didn't work, so I got a new password, and I got into it trying to see if I had access to any of my classes or anything. And there's nothing there. I don't see anything. I just have this membership, and I don't know what I get out of it. I don't think I get anything out of it. I have to buy classes still. So I just wanted to get out of it.
In all words, you just want to cancel your membership, correct?
Right. Unless you can explain to me, what does it entail? It's premium membership, but I don't see anything that I get from it.
Okay. Are you unable to access your purchased classes?
No.
You can't at all on the website?
No.
Okay, so what I'll do is the classes that you already purchased, are you able to send in like a screenshot or copy in those of those classes to our email so we can access them for you?
But how can I get a screenshot if I can't access them?
Do you have like proof of purchase or anything? Like basically
last year when I signed up last year, I had access to any of the classes I was interested in. I had access to all the classes. That was what my membership included in my blueprint. But then it wasn't like I had to purchase any particular class per se. I could just browse through the art classes or whatever and pick out a class and and finish it. I had access to I was only interested in the art, the drawing, and the painting, but I could access any of those. But I don't see that option now.
All righty, give me 1 second. Let me reach out to my supervisor. Hold for 1 second, okay?
Hello?
Hey, ma'am, I'm still here with you. I'm just trying to see if I can get you to my supervisor. Just one second, okay? I have you on hold.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, man, we're working on this for you now. Just one second, okay? I'm going to get right back with you. Hey, ma'am, I have a question. So the email I have put up for you, it doesn't have any classes under that email. Would you may have another email that your classes could be under so I can access them?
A-K-N-O-L-I.
Okay, one, you said it's A-K.
N like Nick.
Mm-hmm.
O-L-I at Verizon.net.
Okay, this is the email. Yeah, this is the email you gave me, aknolly@verizon.net.
Yes.
And that's the only email you have, correct?
Right. Although, you guys, when I was trying to reset my password, you sent me a user ID, which was weird. It says aknolly, and then it has a bunch of numbers. 21009.
Oh, yeah, that's just, we don't need that. It's just a user ID they give you. So this is the only email you think you ever had when and those classes should be under this email, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. One second.
But they're not particular classes. Like I said, the membership with my blueprint that I had, it was I accessed any classes I wanted. I mean, I know I did some, I can remember some of the classes that I did. One was like, what were they? Like drawing.
Alrighty, ma'am. So I'm looking at the account now. You're able to still view any classes you want. Only thing you would do, because you are a premium member for Craftsy. So you just want, if you're on the Craftsy website, you just click on browse and you should be able to view any type of classes you want because you are a premium member.
Are you sure?
Yes, ma'am. I have it pulled up on the website now. The email that you gave me, you're a premium member, so you're able to access any of the classes as long as you click on browse. If you're on the website, you should see where it says Craftsy, and then you'll click on browse. Once you click on browse, you can access anything under, it'll say shop all classes,
But what does it mean? What does browse mean? Hold on. Like, I'm in your website right now, and let's say what would I click? It says shop all classes. Or it has, like, underneath it has art, drawing, painting.
Yeah, browse is, it's like a search engine. So that's what browse is for. It's basically you're just able to search any type of class you want to look up. That's what the browse button is for. Now, it's not going to, you just have to click on browse. Like, it's not going to give you a search bar or anything like
okay,
that. You
so,
have to.
So let's say, okay, so there's a class. So I just click play, and then let me see if that works.
Yeah, you just click on play when you get to the class. So once you click on whatever class.
But then it keeps saying, then I get all these like things like, say, 50% when you pick three classes or purchase. Like I get 7 days of drawing. It says purchase to own. And what is, that just confuses me. So you're saying if I just
so yeah, did you try to click on the play button? Like, is it playing any of your classes?
Yeah. Hold on, let me try it. So I press the button. But it's not playing.
So it's not playing?
No. Hold on, there's a video. Let me see. No, when I press it, it just describes the class.
Are you on like the actual Craftsy website or are you on the app?
On the website.
Okay, one second.
It just gives me option purchase to own.
You said it only gives you the option to purchase to own, correct?
Yeah. Oh, wait, here. Hold on. There's a big play button. Okay, now I got it.
Oh, do you have it? Because even if it says purchase to own, it still gives you like a couple of modules, and you should be able to go through all of those modules. It gives you like 15, 20 of them. So it's going to say purchase to own, but you're still able, because you're a premium member, you're still able to access those modules.
Yeah, I think I have to go.
They'll be unlocked for you.
Top, there's a big button, and then it shows. Okay. Oh my gosh, I just feel like the previous, like when it was called My Blueprint, it was easier to navigate. Maybe I shouldn't be doing it on my iPhone. I should probably be doing it on a computer. Maybe that would make it easier.
I mean, yeah, computer. In my opinion, I say the best way to do it is a computer. But, I mean, everyone doesn't have a computer. So, you should be able to view on your smartphone or the computer.
So let me ask you something, because, you know, $80 is a lot. If I try it out, you know, I mean, can I end my automatic membership at any point and then just it'll be prorated, whatever?
Yes, correct. You can end that. Whenever you want, you can just give us a call to our customer service, and you can end that automatic membership anytime. That's up to you. You can end it anytime you want, though.
Yeah. Because, I mean, initially I was going to end it today because I didn't think I could access anything. But maybe if I try this and play around with it a little bit, maybe.
Okay. I mean, no problem. Just let me know. We can do it today, or you can give us a call back. I'll still notate it in your files if you do want to give us a call back.
Also, you know, I was a little annoyed when I got the information from PayPal that it was paid, because I had no, I mean, you know, other places where you're a member, they at least, you know, you get an email and they say your membership has been renewed, or we're about to renew your membership or something. And I did not receive anything. So, you know, that would be like a comment that I would make. That
right. Okay.
It would be appropriate if you would have let me know, or, you know, at least something like Netflix or whoever I'm a member of, they always send, you know, we are about to renew your membership or something like that.
Right. That, correct. I think you're right about that. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let me play with it a few days, and then if it's okay, I'll shut up. If I have a problem, I'll call you back.
All righty. No problem. When you give us a call back, just when you, they're probably going to transfer you to a supervisor about that, honestly. But you're able to give us a call back as long as you're willing to do anything with your account. And you don't have to, we don't give you a specific time, date. You can do it whenever you want, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. You enjoy your day today, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.